Why, yes, sir, darling. Why, yes, sir. I've got the waves coming through. Got the waves coming through.
All right, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
That should be the intro.
I got the waves coming through.
Oh, yeah.
Commando, commando. Won't you be my commando?
Commando. Would that be the intro to the movie or the end credits?
Oh, won't you be mine? I don't know.
That's the end. That's the
probably,
end of the
yeah.
The cheesy ass song.
He walks into the helicopter with the.
Yeah, he's like, I will protect you. Nothing can hurt you.
Commando. Commando.
That's so good.
Say payback is a bitch. I just didn't expect it to be a dominatrix. And he wonders why he got kicked out of the goddamn squad. Now it's up to me to end this once and for going out with a bang while I watch blood fall past their shriveled balls. But I feel pretty with my makeup. Oh, so pretty. I'm so giddy as I kill them all.
Welcome to A Voice Through Film. I'm Michael Rappaport. Fuck. That was Anthony. Thank you for that beautiful poem. We got Mocky Mock.
What up?
We got, and you're going to be hearing a lot from him, Danny Boy.
That's right, baby.
And once again, we got Anthony with just a beautiful poem.
Yo, what up, boy?
Hey. We're deep into Arnie month, and we're coming at you. We're wrapping this up. Oh, actually, we have another one after this.
Yeah, it just feels like we've been stuck in this like paradox.
we'll get to that later, but we've been experiencing some supernatural occurrences around trying to get through Arnie month.
There's a ghost in Audacity.
There's a ghost. Something's going on, but we're trying to get Last Action Hero off the ground here. But
it's never going to happen now.
We're here with, boy oh boy, 1985 Commando.
They hunted him down.
You know, Colonel, we went to a lot of trouble to find you.
They murdered his friends. And they took the only thing he would kill for.
If you want your kid back, then you gotta cooperate. Right?
Wrong.
Now, somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna pay.
Oh, yeah.
What a year.
Yeah, prime time for action movies.
Yeah, what else was going on that year?
Oh, wow.
Well, it wasn't.
Well, all you need to know is it's 5 years removed from Mr. Olympia himself, Arnie. This is what retirement looks like. Just
Arnold
so you know.
Schwarzenegger was going on. That's what was going on.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the same year as Die Hard? Same year?
No. Rambo First Blood Part 2.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Which one's better?
Out of Commando and Rambo?
Yeah, Rambo 2.
Probably Commando.
Yeah, agree.
I don't know.
We'll have to do Sylvester Stallone month and start comparing. Because they definitely share a lot of the same
just
like, types
Cobra.
Of
just feels like mid-80s was a hot time for action movies.
And I think just like the type of action movies, the birth of that type of action hero, you know, big, fucking huge, brawny, hyper-masculine, one-liner, Steven Seagal, Sylvester Stallone, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Solo.
Arnold
Solo versus a million people.
Exactly. but this one...
For reference, Ran came out this year. One of the best war movies of all time.
Akira Kurosawa's Ran. Imagine seeing that in this same year. I mean, that's what a year.
That would be awesome in the theaters too.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
Ah, what a year. I remember the summer of 85.
What a year for action. It's directed by Mark L. Lester. I guess we
should.
Yeah, Lester. Do you know Lester?
Yeah, he did Ouija Witch.
Ouija Witch.
I've never seen that. There's one movie that he did that I do love, and that is Class of 1984. Have you ever seen that?
No.
No.
Class of 1984 is so good. And it's with fucking Timothy Van Patten, who later went on to be like an HBO like director and stuff. But it's it's wild.
Yeah, this guy,
it's like steampunk.
Did straight trash.
Why you talking about Lester like that, dude?
I'm looking at his IMDb. I challenge you, the listener, to pull up this guy's IMDb and tell me it's not straight trash.
I think he did a lot of B movies.
He did a movie called Poseidon Rex.
He's nice. Known for his, is that a porno?
Yeah.
It'd probably be better if it was a porno.
He did Armed and Dangerous with John Candy. And he did Showdown in Little Tokyo with Dolph Lundgren and Brandon Lee.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah, apparently he came on with a disco musical called Roller Boogie.
Nice.
Anyway, Mark L. Lester. Okay. I think this is his opus for sure. But
yeah, I'd say so.
We got...
This was his shot.
Of course, the dude. Once again, never acknowledged where he's from in the movie. We all know he's Austrian. Arnie, baby. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I think they actually do. He does actually tell a story about, he was like, when I was a little boy in West Germany and they brought the rock and roll.
Does he?
Yeah, he says something like that.
But his name's
beginning.
John Matrix. Is that a German name?
Yeah.
He's Colonel
dude, that's
John
a fucking
Matrix.
Badass German name, bro.
What?
There's like, what's your name? Arnold Schwarzenbrow? No, it's fucking Matrix, bro.
Schwarzenbrow. That'd be like Gilder something. All right, we got Ray Don Chong as Cindy.
Yeah.
What a good name, Ray Don Chong.
In this movie. Yeah, no,
was
that's a great name.
The girl who he steals her car and kidnaps her?
She was a terrible actress. I'm just going to say that right now. Let's just get that out the way.
I think
she was amazing, though.
No, she was not.
She almost
she was so bad.
Nah.
But her character was so bad.
She was so committed to that character, though. Which, like, how else do you play that? It's a ridiculous character. Like, there's no reason she should go along with anything that's happening.
That's what. Yeah, it's like, why is she in this movie?
The delivery was bad. It was really bad.
All right, Anthony's
bad.
Fuck Raekwon, yo,
bad.
Son.
Wow.
She's the daughter of Tommy Chong, fun fact.
Okay,
yeah, really?
that's
weird.
That makes that's
Chong's
what I
daughter.
Thought.
So give her a break.
Like,
that's pretty cool. Right.
Give her a break.
Jenny Matrix. Alyssa Milano. Do you guys recognize her?
No, I saw she was in here. And
yeah,
I was
for
like,
sure. She's from Charm, dude. Get up. Get with the times.
I didn't watch that.
I know who she is. Jesus. Charm, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a funny line, dude.
Didn't watch
it's a
TV
funny line,
in the early 2000s?
Dude. I like funny lines. Come on.
Come on.
It was a good one. Good Charm reference.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at the cast now, and there's someone that I thought was in this movie that was not.
We got...
A word?
Dan
More
Hedaya.
More on that later.
Yeah,
Dan Hedaya.
Dan Hedaya.
From Mulholland Drive.
Yes.
Yep.
And you know
the
it.
Guy who gets the espresso and spits it out.
It's great that he looks timely. He looks exactly the same. He's one of those actors that even young, he looks exactly the same in every movie.
Yeah.
Also, Blood Simple, a year before this.
Oh, yeah. I just watched that recently.
And, of course, he's in the ultimate everyone's in this movie that I recognize them from, Rookie of the Year.
Oh, he's the catcher, right?
I think so. Or no, he's the coach?
Nah, yeah, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, I think he's the
coach. He could be anyone.
He's the coach.
One of those guys.
I think the catcher is Gary Busey.
Oh, Gary Busey's in so many things now that I've like seen Straight Time.
Ah, oh, Straight Time is so good.
Ever since then, he's in every other movie I watch.
Jesus.
We got
he had a run.
Dude, for sure. We had Vernon Bill Wells.
Bill Duke, baby.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Bill Duke, for sure. The ultimate.
Yeah.
Love the Bill ultimate. Duke.
He was like one of the best parts in this movie.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah, I did not expect him to die so soon.
Yeah, he had kind of a limp death, I thought. I mean, they got a nice fight scene out of it, but...
I almost like brushed over it in the, you know,
you just fast forward
thing. Yeah, because I was, just like doing it, I was just like, I almost didn't even mention it because it was like, it doesn't even really matter that much.
It's he's in like the opening and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
The garbage man.
We haven't even done the narrative yet. What are you talking about?
What are you. Yeah. Side note, edit out.
Yeah, who is Vernon Wells?
He's in, Mad Max 2.
Okay, because I only know Vernon Wells, the baseball player.
Nice.
And, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't really know him from anything else, but he's pretty amazing in this as, like,
The Dominatrix?
An S&M, German raver.
The fuck is that?
I love that, though. That's what the 80s did. They were really good about being, like, having, like, just, like, silly satiricalness to it. It's like... You know, like they definitely put that in there on purpose. Like, come on,
it's a weird.
So this guy, I thought this was all someone pants. Else,
and like a chainmail like tank top.
He looked like he was about to go to the club. Different actor the entire movie. But I won't tell you until the end who I thought it was.
Suspense.
if you can guess, we'll give you $1 million.
Yeah, that's legally binding.
I also thought it was really funny. Leah pointed it out. We were watching it last night, and she was like, "This guy's like too like schlubby to like be intimidating."
Yeah, he has no muscle mass. That's the problem.
He has no muscle. He's in this like chainmail like tank that's not doing him any favors. Like
no.
Yeah.
And then he has like these like weird like lanky skinny arms and like just like a little beer belly. Yeah. It was like, what? This guy has no chance against Arnie.
All you have is his word. He's just like, yeah, me and Matrix are the best there ever was.
Yeah.
And you know it.
And he could have killed him. Wait.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. James Olsen, David Patrick Kelly. I don't know. A bunch of other.
David Patrick Kelly from Twin Peaks.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, yeah, he's yes.
The brother of like the guy at the One Eyed Jacks all the time. Like,
he
brings the baguette.
Oh, my God. And he's the fucking bad guy from the Warriors, bro.
Warriors.
Warriors.
Oh, yeah. The guy that looks like Sean Penn in the Warriors.
Oh, my God.
How did I miss that?
What the fuck, dude? He's so good. Oh, man. And he has one of the best deaths in the movie, too.
Yeah. Probably the best death.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, Mark L. Lester. Pre-death, too. Stephen E. D'Souza wrote it. He was an 80s and 90s action writer. He wrote Running Man, Die Hard, and Die Hard 2.
Okay.
Hudson Hawk and Judge Dredd. So he wrote for the fucking...
He's a heavy hitter.
Let's just say this guy like this, wrote action.
Yeah.
It feels like the script for this movie was just like bullet points.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, basically.
It's probably a thin script. But I mean, but also like, I don't know how much of it was improvised, but the most one-liners, I mean, probably the most one-liners in any action.
Not the most, right? Not like Predator, most, I feel like.
You think Predator has more than this one?
I think Predator probably has a few more, yeah.
I don't know,
it
man.
Has like five in the first 20 minutes.
Dude, everything Arnie says in this movie... He gives it a one-liner.
But some of them are like borrowed from other movies, like the I'll Be Back and stuff.
That's one. That yeah, of course.
Yeah, but that's borrowed, so you can't even count it.
But he says, Bennett, I'll be back.
Yeah, I'll be back,
but
Bennett.
It's so great. Wait, was Terminator it's so silly. Yeah.
Yeah, that was like his first movie.
A year before, yeah.
And already he's playing off the legacy. That's how fucking iconic that line was. He's already referencing it a year that's later.
Great. I didn't realize it was that close together.
The movie hadn't even came. It was still in post-production.
Yeah, right.
he knew it was going to be a hit.
Man, dude. So much of a G is.
It's insane.
like, Lester, let me say it.
Yeah. I feel like I read something that he would actually do different. They would try out different one-liners for different scenes. So, like, when he kills Vernon in the end, he had, like, a couple that they tried out.
I want that footage.
I know. But they landed on the best one. I mean, what was it? Like,
yeah.
Need to blow off some steam.
Yeah, you should really blow off some steam, Bennett.
I love that.
It's just like, yes.
You know, I mean, there's so many. You don't have a car. Now I do.
Now I do. Yeah. Yeah, there's two.
Matthew F. Leonetti shot the movie. Absolute G, of course. I feel like we already talked about him. He must have shot something else that we just saw.
But yeah, he did The Godfather.
No. Mm. He came on with Breaking Away. Breaking Away, Poltergeist, Fast Times at Richmond High in the same year.
Aww. Nice.
I mean, and then he retired. Bro, then he's just getting started. Does Weird Science, Jagged Edge, and Commando in the same year. Jumpin' Jack Flash. Gets picked up by Walter Hill. Does Extreme Prejudice, Red Heat, Johnny Handsome, Another 48 Hours. Strange Days, Catherine Bigelow. I mean, come on.
Okay.
He does one of the all-time worst sequels ever. Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
And then watch one of the mouth.
All-time best sequels ever made, probably the opus sequel ever, Rush Hour 2. The best movie ever. I love Rush Hour 2. Too Fast, Too Furious, Butterfly Effect. He doesn't stop. He does Zack Snyder's Never Dawn of the Dead.
Too Furious.
Dumb and Dumber 2.
Oh.
Yeah, a lot of sequels.
It's produced by or distributed by 20th Century Fox. It made 57 mil off a 9 mil budget.
Off a what?
9 million.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Very profitable. Jeez. Very low budget. It was nominated for the Saturn. Who gives a fuck about Saturns?
Yeah, I was like, wait, what would it be nominated Saturn. For?
For best special effects, which is interesting, but it lost to Back to the Future, which, like, of course, nowhere near.
Nice, Sam.
Yeah.
Name. On Rotten Tomatoes, I get
a
67 on the tomato meter.
Nice.
Boo.
And then the audience really bumped it up with a 68%.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Bro, you assholes.
They agreed.
Weird.
Fuck yeah.
You got a 6.7?
Should be higher, but I mean, I'll take that.
It's basically the same score everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow.
Do they not appreciate the humor? Feels about right. Or they took it too literal? Like, what's going on here?
I would put it at a solid 8.5.
8? Oh my god.
On what scale?
At a
10. Out of 8.
Yeah. Might just be a 10 out of 10. I don't know.
Just under a 7 feels about right to me. I don't know. It's not anything like too highbrow or anything. 7.5,
yeah.
This was the birth of the action hero. I don't know.
Yeah.
This movie was like, this is the beginning, basically.
You get squeamish with Birth, Mark?
It feels like it. With watching
Birth?
Oh.
I don't know what other like action hero movie was before this.
Rambo, Terminator. Well, I guess Terminator's like anti-hero.
Yeah, Rambo Terminator's for sure. Not an action hero.
They like ripped off a Rambo here. A little bit.
But Rambo is like social satire.
Rambo's not even the first blood? The first one isn't like an action.
It's more like just him like getting
big action, fucking literally one arming a goddamn machine gun while he's mowing down everybody.
and he doesn't
nobody
even
has done that, but
try to hide behind stuff.
Just stands there.
It's like, why can't they hit him?
It's one of the best and worst gunfights ever, but just like committed to cinema.
Yeah.
It's like so. It's like, oh, he's not even. He's not even gonna try. But yeah.
Yeah, they all just like stand up and fall down.
Yeah, it's crazy.
From getting shot.
He's like running across the roof. It's like, oh, they should definitely get him now.
Yeah. There's 20 of them running out. They should get him. He's like,
there's long the long stretches of him standing still and mowing down.
It's just like standing there. It's like you guys gotta have multiple angles on him. You got rooftop. You guys got on rooftops. Over here, over there. Nobody can get him.
Shit.
Nice. Well.
Oh. Nice.
I think we can just go ahead and get on into it then.
Let's go up and get on in it. So we start off with our boy Billy Dukes and the gang taking out the trash while Arnie is doing some minor landscaping and just being an overall good dad, you know, spending some good time with his daughter, feeding a deer. But then he stares off into the distance and he knows trouble is coming and his boy's coming in a helicopter. And he has a warning that, you know, your boy Billy Duke is coming for you. And then as soon as he leaves, shit fucking goes down. He smelled them coming a mile away. And a fucking gang of terrorists come and ambush him. And they end up kidnapping his daughter and capturing him.
Should have killed her. That would have been cool.
Yeah, should have killed her. Real
John Wick way to go.
Yeah, right. Seriously. John Wick way. But it turns out the guy that is behind it all is a dictator that he overthrew, and said dictator wants to basically wants him to kill the guy he put into power, and he's gonna do Wild. It, but he just wants to know that he just wants his chainmail clad little friend turned foe to know. I'll be back, Bennett.
Nice. All right. So yeah, at the beginning when he's with his daughter doing all that, and he is just like shouldering like an entire tree.
That's I said some minor landscaping because that's he's just fucking sawing trees down.
The whole opening is so it's so weird the way it's cut and the way I guess it sets up the tone maybe perfectly, but. It's just such a strange opening, him with his daughter.
Montage. It's amazing. The music.
Yes, it is totally a sitcom montage.
Yeah, it's this weird synthy and then like metal Caribbean drums going on.
It's just like a bunch of Arnold smiling.
Yeah.
Arnold's cheesing the whole time. It's just a great time with his daughter.
It's such a, having a wholesome time with his daughter. He's like throwing her in the pool and shit. He's like,
ice cream cones and shit.
And he's like, no, oh my God. You elbow him in the nose like this. And he's like, teaching her fucking jujitsu moves and shit.
Yeah.
When they started putting ice cream on each other's faces, I was like, I might have to turn this off. Yeah. That was.
You took a break.
Yeah. I was like, oh my God, what's going to happen?
Look, Jenny, it's a deer. Don't scare it.
They do so many. I mean, it's a perfect intro. It really is. Because, I mean, this, it doesn't even go into that, that's after the cold open with Bill Duke, right?
Yeah.
Bill Duke just killing people, which is the best cold open ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guys just like running out for the trash. I thought that was such a really genius way to kill someone, like, on a Sunday morning or whatever.
That was, but you're like, depending on them, like, waking up.
That didn't make
it. We're going to just roll up on him regardless. I think he just made it easy for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a very strange setup where he's like, wow, the garbage is here.
That's
he's
interesting.
Like,
yeah.
Damn. And then he just runs out there and he's like, hey.
They're like, oh, sweet.
Because they just watch him so long that they realize he always forgets to take his trash out.
Ooh.
Can you imagine sitting down and plotting that out? Like, all right, so we dress up as garbage guys. Now he's going to wake up and think, what? It's garbage day? He's going to come garbage running out day. To God. Throw his cans out. We know he's a light sleeper.
We know, yeah.
Right when he comes out to throw out his trash? And hopefully no one else comes out to throw out their trash?
Yeah. Hopefully nobody else hears it.
I mean, what? Yeah, and then we just have two victims if they do, so.
But and then the, three. I mean, and then it, four.
It would be the best, one of the best kills ever, and then it's followed by an even better kill, which was the car salesman.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's like, hey, you can't drive that. And he just fucking drives it out of the dealership, runs him over.
He was
being annoying, that car dealer.
Yeah, he was doing that, like, 80s talking to black guys, where he was just like, that's power, my brother.
Yeah, oh my exactly. God.
You feel that? And then he's just like, hold on, wait, you can't do that.
He murders him, though.
Yeah.
He murders that guy.
Well, wasn't that guy one of the agents trying to start a new life?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he was?
A squad.
Yeah,
those predators.
Oh,
squad.
Shit. I think I didn't catch that. He was
Why were they trying to kidnap his daughter and shit?
So they can get him to overthrow that government.
Yeah, so he'd do it.
Yeah, the government of Val Verde, right?
Yeah. Where is that?
That's a fake-ass country is what that is.
Yeah.
I assumed he was Cuban or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's what I thought, too. I thought it was, like, Colombia or something.
Yeah.
I looked it up to make sure. Yeah, it says fictional country.
That's amazing. That's what they came up with.
Well, because you don't, yeah, like it's like how in Top Gun they're like, oh, we gotta get those guys over there, the you know, the bad guys.
Do they say,
like,
that?
Oh yeah, they're Russians. Yeah, they're something that we don't like.
They say Russians at least in Top Gun.
No, I don't think they ever do.
Do they not really?
Nah, do they?
No.
In the new one, they do. In Maverick, they do.
I don't think so.
You just have a thing against Russians, man.
We'll have to check up on that. I'm pretty sure they do. And I remember walking out of that movie like, wow, they really like did not humanize
I hate Russians.
The Russians at all. Maybe not.
Well, when I look up Top Gun villain, it gives me Iceman.
Ooh, you got that right.
Yeah, you're Googling the wrong thing.
they call him Migs. They call him Migs.
They call him Migs.
Migs?
Yeah.
All right.
Which is a Russian plane.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, they flew a plane similar to what the Soviets flew, so yeah, you could interpret it like that. Yeah.
If you're racist, you can infer it.
Well, good thing I am.
Only if you're racist, though.
Yeah. Only.
But yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Val Verde. What does that even mean?
Incredible opener, though.
Green something.
Yeah, it's just a fucking... It doesn't even mean anything. It's stupid.
Well, it's great. It's great. It gives them an opening because all of the guys that are supposed to be from Val Verde, they all are, like, look like white guys who are made to look Spanish. So it's perfect to keep that ambiguous nature of their ethnicity.
Yeah, close enough.
Keep the racism localized.
Yeah. That's true. The goons are hilariously like, nondescript.
Most of them are Caucasian for sure with like makeup.
But what? our boy, the chainmail guy, he was fucking... Well, he's like
Australian.
He's Australian.
Yeah, he was Australian.
But he's part of like the U.S. Army, right? That's the thing. I don't get why. Yeah.
What do you
mean? The story was pretty thin to me.
What did you get?
They did not do this. Like, none of them were like, this story's great. I'm signing on. They were like, We're just gonna like invent a playground for Arnold Schwarzenegger to do crazy shit.
It's perfect.
I mean, when you got 10 mil, you come out with this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you say fire all the writers.
Yeah, just pay Arnie.
The setup's pretty great, though. I mean, can we just talk about like the boss coming in on the helicopter? Yeah. As soon as he leaves,
that was cool.
He's like, hey, guys might try to kill you. All right, we'll see you later. As soon as he leaves, guys are like,
well, like he's holding his daughter, and then he's looking off in the distance.
I'll never leave.
And then he's just like, ah! And then he like anticipates the ambush.
Yeah, quick on his feet.
And then he's just like, you're downwind. So don't, and he's like, downwind? What the hell? Are we hunting? He's like, I could smell them from a mile away.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's right.
Yeah, got him.
Wouldn't his boss literally fly away in the helicopter and then like look behind him and be like, oh my God, I think the house is on fire right now. Like, we should probably turn around and help him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it makes you think that it's a setup.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
Man.
But already Arnie just, and he's so sneaky too, even when he pulls up on his boss or his ex-boss. He comes up behind him, right? He's like, oh. And he's like, no one's as sneaky as you. And he's like,
yeah.
It's like, how is he that sneaky? They're like in an open field. And he's like 7 feet tall.
Okay.
He was just like in the bushes.
Oh, yeah. That was weird.
Yeah.
And then the car should be nomination. No, go for it.
No, you go. A nomination for like the best scene is when he takes the car that is non-running.
Yes, yes. That's what I was gonna say.
The Bronco
maneuvers it down the fucking hill and almost takes him out.
Yeah.
No power steering.
That was epic.
That was so brilliant.
That was insane. It almost gets him.
Yeah. But yeah, it was great. He's like, holy shit, he's coming back down.
Yeah.
They even say he's fucking crazy. Like, shit.
They really set him up to be like the ultimate badass. Like, the guy says, they're like, man, no one's as good as you. You know, we've never had anyone as good as you. He's like, oh, I'm retired.
General, please.
And when he does that car thing, they're like, he really is the best.
Yeah, they're like, holy shit. Yeah. Don't shoot him. Try to.
In reality, this guy's dead.
Yeah, no.
After that.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's so good, though. What a perfect way to open a movie. Just the setup. And that's not even where the setup ends. Like, the setup ends when he fucking gets off that plane. As it's taking off. What the fuck? And lands like in a lake? In like a swamp? It's like, what the fuck was that?
In some sawgrass?
They're idiotic to think that one man could contain him.
He just kills that guy immediately, right? And then puts the hat on.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, I love that. Kills that guy is great.
That's the best.
He's sleeping.
Best like action movie trope is when you kill somebody like on a bus or train or something and you just put a hat on them.
No one will notice.
They're just sleeping.
Yeah, because people just, hey, who sleeps like that?
Who would and not notice him like snapping the guy's tired. Head? Yeah.
He did it quick as fuck. I will say that.
He's just like.
Yeah, he did it so quick. He broke his neck just by like giving him a bear hug, it looked like, from the side.
And they're peanuts?
When he gets a hold of you.
And he has a one every dialogue he has a one liner. I forgot what he says about him, but he's like, he's tired.
Yeah, that's
or something.
He's
that's
dead what,
yeah,
tired.
Yeah, he was he's like, dead. And don't bother, and miss, please don't bother him. He's dead tired.
Yeah, yes, so good.
No way, that was too good.
That's so good.
That's probably my favorite one liner in this movie.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Excuse me, how long is the flight?
We land in Valverde in exactly 11 hours.
Thank you. And do me a favor. Don't disturb my friend. He's dead tired.
That was really
and the suspense of it all. Like, is he going to get out? And then, by the way, Soli is a fucking... Him and his boy, they're fucking like child predators. They were like talking shit and they were like, don't give us, we're going to have a lot of time with your daughter. And then that's when the Matrix was like, he's like, I'll kill you last, Sully.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't
keep his promise.
That's what I was going to, I was going to open up with that.
I love
that.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, you're a funny guy, Sully. I like you. That's why I'm going to kill you last.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, perfect segue.
Which you don't even realize is going to be set up for another one-liner, even better, and like amazing kill.
Yeah, no.
He's just setting himself up to say even like more clever stuff later. Oh, it's so good. I love that. Yeah, I mean, yeah. And then the ticking clock starts, segue. Which is like that's like what is so perfect about this movie too is just you got the 11 hours. So now you're in a one, you know, you're in the real time.
Not a real time, but
you got the ticking
now
clock.
Now you have 11 hours left.
You have 11
hours left. Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
They did it like 24. They should do a commando miniseries, but like
11 hour cut.
Like 24 style. Okay. Yeah. Shit. Every hour is a real time hour of commando.
Oh my God. Sign me up.
That'd be cool.
Way less death and it's just mundane as fuck.
It's like 24.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's like 24.
Anyways, like we already kind of covered it. We go through the airport scene and we get a nice daring little airplane escape. While it's pretty high up, like from where he jumps off, it's pretty goddamn high. And he softly lands in some sawgrass and a little marsh. Not even deep water.
Oh my! Would have been good and if he would have like, broken his leg or something.
Yeah, no, that's what. Yeah, I just couldn't believe that it was like literally like a Florida wetland, and he just like landed like it was. He landed on some pillows or something. That was great. All to the tune of some steel drums and synth. That was awesome. But But then, yeah, he gets off and he's off. He's on a mission. He's gotta go meet Sully at the mall.
Ooh.
And give him a little lesson in gravity, if you know what I mean.
Oh. We do.
There's no way in hell that fucking Porsche doesn't outrun that little broken fucking red car. There's no fucking way. He had like a Porsche 911. There's no fucking way he doesn't get away.
Let's let Daniel rap, and then we'll get to that. Yeah, I'm interested to talk about that.
Yeah, but yeah. So after he's doing some teaching, he works up quite an appetite, and then he eats a green beret for breakfast.
Yes, I eat green berets for breakfast.
This green beret is gonna whoop your big ass. Oh, that's funny.
I eat green berets for breakfast. And right now I'm very hungry.
I'm very hungry. Come here, Bill. But from that, he follows a shipping invoice to a warehouse, does some cartography, and that leads him to a secret island where Jenny must be. Not too fast, Arnie. You got some shopping to do. And that's it. That's part two.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, so what were those cars, Anthony?
That was a Porsche. She was just driving like a regular, like, small economical convertible. I don't know how the fuck he ran him down and he was able to keep up with him in the first place.
Yeah, right. I was thinking the brakes on that thing were probably shot immediately. Like, yeah, because the way that chase ends is he, like, runs him up the road and, like, flips him on his side, and then he just runs full speed into a fucking, like, street light.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah.
What the fuck? And, she's like, oh, I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, the fact that they, like, completely unscathed, like, they didn't, there was nothing, no, like, detriment to them at all. Like, she had no marks on her face. He was able to get right out of the car and like p- pick him up like a rag doll. Like, everything's good.
Yeah. That's the best.
Yeah, at a minimum, well, she is launched out of that car and, like, dead.
Yeah, she dies for sure. And then Arnie's too buff, so I'm sure that's airbags enough.
Yeah, he's too strong, bro. He probably protected her.
Yeah, she's like, strong. Yeah, he's able to brace himself.
Yeah. Well, also, keep in mind, he ripped her seat out as soon as he commandeered her car.
Yeah. So she had no support.
She's just like sitting on a stick.
Which, why? Yeah. Why did he rip the seat out? So he could get lower?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so he to hide, but at first I thought it was just like a flex, where that's how Arnie gets into cars. Yeah. Where he's just like, what's this seat doing here?
I commandeered this.
Throws it away.
Yeah. He like one arm, like it's like on Velcro or something.
Yeah, he's like ripped it out.
He's like, what?
Yeah, no. Arnie's feats of strength in this movie are ridiculous.
What the fuck?
I mean, look at him. He's fresh off of Olympia.
Like, well, okay. Amazing. I think we didn't go over it, but like during the mall chase scene, he literally fucking lives. He rips a goddamn phone booth off the wall.
Yeah.
That's what wins her over.
Suplexes it.
That's what wins her over. She saw that, and you could see her watch him do that, and she's like, oh, that's my next
clean
husband.
Clean up on aisle three.
Yeah. The only reason that she would want to go along with this, I mean, he does show her the daughter, and she's like, I'm going to help you, Matrix. But you know that she just wants to ride the crazy train. Dude.
Wow.
She wants to fuck. I mean, there's no other reason to go along with this. She's in it just to smash Arnie.
What the fuck?
Like, come on. Why else would you do all that?
Yeah.
Just at first, she's like going to the cops, like, help me. There's a crazy guy who kidnapped me.
Yeah. Next thing you know, she's firing rocket launchers.
But then she
like Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, she saw him body slam a fucking phone booth, and she was like, hold on a minute.
Yeah, wait, for sure. I mean, when you see that, let's be real here. I mean, you see a guy rip a fucking heavy phone booth like nothing and head smash it on the ground. Like
with someone in it?
I'm a man, and I'm not interested in men, and I was aroused.
I am now. I can tell you that much.
What an incredible like fight scene in the mall. He even does that thing where like 10 cops crowd around him and he's able to burst out just by sheer strength. Like he just goes,
the old Jackie Chan
disperse.
Where he's like, and they just burst. That's always great.
It's so good. It's so good. And then like, into the car chase. I mean, tosses Sully with one hand, and we get like 3 one-liners there. It's like, what did you do with them?
I let them go.
Yeah. It's just too good. Let them go.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. He's like holding that guy off the cliff. He's like, oh, I got to remind you, this is my weak hand.
Yeah. I'm going to teach you about the important things in life, like gravity.
Nice.
And then what does he say? He was just like, you know, Sully, I told you I was going to kill you last.
Yeah.
I lied.
And then he just shrugged.
Yeah, that was great, too.
Sully. Kiss my ass.
I can't hear you.
I'll say it a little louder than get fucked.
Listen, loyalty is very touching. But it is not the most important thing in your life right now. But what is important is gravity.
I have to remind you, Sully. This is my weak arm.
You can't kill me, Matrix. You need me to find your daughter.
Where is she?
I don't know. But cook those. I'll take you where I'm supposed to meet her.
But you won't.
Why not?
Because I already know. Remember, Sally, when I promised to kill you last?
That's right, Matrix. You did.
I lied.
And when she goes, we don't have a car, and he just flips the car onto its like correct side.
Yeah,
now I do.
Shoulder.
And yes, he's like smiling. It's such a good. Now
it's
satisfying.
Yeah, yeah. He just like punches it over. What the fuck?
Yeah, literally.
He just. I mean, he solves everything with his muscles. I'll just say
now
that.
I do. Yeah. Well. So yeah. I mean, obviously, like all this, like a lot of the stuff is props and shit. But I guess at this point, he actually could like deadlift like 750 pounds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The guy's
which
a
is
beast.
Fucking insane.
He's a monster.
Yeah.
I think it's insane that Yeah, go ahead.
Oh no, go for it. Sorry.
I'm good.
Aw, you guys.
How cordial.
Wow, Canadian standoff. Oh no.
No, you said.
Oh, no, you. I read that they couldn't even find a stunt double that would like look like him, so he just ended up doing like most of the stunts.
There was definitely a couple times where I was like, that guy does not look like Arnie.
Really?
Yeah.
Like when he like kind of swings onto the top of that elevator.
Yeah, like shit like that. Yeah, like stuff where like you could actually die or something from doing this.
Yeah, and stuff where it's like really far away. But I think he like dislocated a shoulder. He did like a bunch of stuff himself.
In real life?
Yeah. Which, I mean, of course, he's Arnie.
Yeah, no pain, no gain.
Yeah, amazing second act. I mean, this is the, and it goes into the fight scene with Bill Duke, right? Which is incredible.
Oh yeah, the Bill Duke. Yeah, that was awesome. He's just hiding behind the door. She's like, I don't know.
Yeah, she.
You're gonna come in here.
She pretends to be a prostitute.
Yeah, well, I feel like every guy that sees her just, and like they assume she's a prostitute.
Yeah, what's they make that joke a couple? Yeah,
like even in like thing, when the cops, the
policemen later. Yeah,
that was very
like, ah, she's like, probably got something for us.
The hooker over here.
Yeah. Like, what a weird line.
And I was like, she's still in her fucking uniform from being a flight attendant. Yeah. Like, what?
She's like a bank teller or something.
Yeah, she doesn't look like. Yeah,
well, doesn't. Exactly.
Yeah, Arnie, I don't think she looks cute at all. What the fuck?
What the fuck? I wouldn't pay for that.
Cute, but like, I wouldn't say like hookers.
It's definitely
like a street hooker. I'm like looking for a cute girl. Yeah, like, oh, no. Probably a street hooker. You know, like there's a specific look usually to like. Street hookers.
Yeah, the generic whore.
Yeah.
A generic whore
look. Sunken eyes, broken dreams.
I just love that the cop's like, oh, hey, check it out, Randy, hooker.
Yeah, it's that fucking prostitute over here.
Maybe she can suck our dicks later.
Yeah, she looks like she's got something for you, Randy.
I love too that when Schwarzenegger,
yeah,
just
she's
like,
got something.
He rips her blouse open more. Yeah. He's like, make
he just
it convincing.
One, come on, he just has one button.
But he does it pretty aggressively like, though. He's like, like,
no, he's like, cool.
Tell them you had a good time with Sully.
And she's like, anything for you. I'll do anything. Good thing she was like a halfway convincing actress at like pretending to be a
halfway convincing prostitute.
Yeah. Bill Duke definitely.
Did you guys
fell
notice
for
there
it.
There was a full on sex tape going on in the hotel room next door?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That was
dude,
awesome.
There was a fucking full tripod with a camera and lighting.
No, it was probably just like an error.
No
was
way.
There really?
Dude. Yeah, dude. They were fucking filming a sex tape. Just,
yeah, they're filming a sex tape over there.
That's
what you get hotels for.
That's a hilarious detail that I did not catch. It
dude,
was
we rewinded it because she was like, "Dude, they were filming a sex tape. There was a tripod." I was like, "No fucking way!" And we went
with
back.
The window
open? Yeah, as soon as they knocked down the door and those people were having sex, there was a full on tripod with the camera and lighting, like looking right at the bed. So it was like stage for it.
That's amazing.
Oh, wow.
What a weird detail to have in there.
It's so weird.
Yeah, right?
What a
little Easter egg.
Detail.
I mean, you got all these cameras, might as well.
They probably
just throw one in there.
Like,
changes the whole thing.
They probably wanted to like play that up a little bit more in the scene, and then when they edit it, they're like, well, just crashes down.
This doesn't really
this cannot
fit.
Be a second longer than an hour and a half.
Right.
This can't be.
Well, also, I the weirdest part about that when they crash into there is they've already been fighting for so long and like firing their guns. But this couple
is
just
sitting
there.
Yeah, why are they so relaxed?
The couple's on the bed, like still having sex. They're like, ah, just another day at the motel. Like, and then they come crashing through right next to them. It's like, dude, if I had gunshots next to me, I would not just like keep fucking. I don't think.
Since I knew that Bill, like I thought Bill Duke was a, like a, I don't like I knew him from Predator and stuff, which is later than this, but like I thought he was gonna be a bigger character. So when he got just killed in this scene, I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, It was a kind of limp death.
It was a good fight.
Yeah.
It was a great fight.
It was a solid fight.
It's pretty great. Yeah. It's pretty cheesy, but it's pretty great. How does he even die? He gets impaled by something?
No, he gets a fucking piece of wood through his chest.
Yeah. Well, they've been tussling, throwing each other around, and he eventually got impaled.
Yeah, by a piece of a random stray wood.
It was off screen and he didn't even get a one liner.
He's because he's gushing blood out of his mouth, and Arnold's like, "Talk to me, tell me."
Well,
cook.
I love that.
Cook.
Yeah, cook. Where is she?
Wait, don't die.
Tell me now.
Oh, it's such a great set.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, man.
They definitely should have switched Bill Duke with Vernon Wells.
Yeah.
Same characters, but in the end, he fights Cook instead of. And then, Vernon Wells is basically just the same character, lack of muscle mass, but he's the first one to die. That would have been cool.
Yeah, that
instead
is.
Instead, he dies in the S&M club.
Right. He's filming a sex scene and then he kills him.
Also, does this get to the warehouse sequence where they infiltrate the warehouse as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
This is where they...
Yeah, that's where he finds...
the guns, when they steal all the guns.
Where they steal all the guns, too. We just breeze past that.
Well, that's an amazing... Yeah, scene. When they... Well, because he, finds... He, kills Bill Duke, and then they go to the warehouse.
Right.
And that's where he's like, "I know there's a plane somewhere." And then that's when he, goes into that shop and with a fucking bulldozer and steals all those guns.
They present it like they're, robbing a gun store, though, and then they're just there's a fucking militia here.
Yeah,
well, he was getting survival supplies, and then he was just come on, I know there's a button somewhere, and then he clicks a button, and there's a back room with the fucking in Boondock Saints, where he's just got a wall room of guns.
They're in a Dick's sporting store, a few guns. They happen to have a rocket launcher too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
In Black Ops, that four fucking rocket launcher.
Four chances.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I love that. I love the that. That's such a good sequence, because it's so funny that he just crashes the car, crashes the car right in. And it's like, dude, there's definitely gonna cops are definitely gonna come.
It wasn't a car.
Yeah,
for sure.
And then
trying to steal an airplane.
And then cops,
fucking bulldozer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
He stole a bulldozer and then just ran into the fucking wall.
And then gets arrested. It's like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, instantly.
She somehow gets away.
Yeah.
The airplane's later.
The airplane is later.
Say what? Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting mixed up. Isn't there another part where he runs a bulldozer into something? I don't know.
That's when he goes to the store.
But then he has to get arrested.
He runs a bulldozer into a store.
She has to save him with the rocket launcher.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
They just had a minor little detour before going to the plane and flying to the island.
Arnie had to stock up. Missile that she so confidently shot it, and she could have killed everybody in that.
Yeah, those cops that were saying that she's a whore, they got a fucking missile for it.
What the fuck was she trying to do?
I don't know. They could have all died. Arnie could have for sure died. He probably should have died.
Arnie definitely could have died. He should have,
He should have. That would have been great.
That's the third time that he should be dead,
She's no, 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 oh, no. What did I do?
Oh, shit.
She's ah. Comes out on fire. what did you do?
Why did you shoot the rocket launcher?
Why did you shoot? She's like, I'm so sorry.
So good.
Oh my god.
That would have been such a cool ending.
That would have been so good. I also love the I don't even understand what the logic was on how they triangulated that island and what the fuck they did.
Oh yeah, I think
he's like, there's something here on the map, and there's just a circle around it. It's like, okay, I guess you found the thing with a circle around it.
He shows how well versed he is in cartography. And he's like, all right, longitude, latitude. The shipment's going to this island. If I use this protractor, get the... there it is. There's an island right here. That's where Jenny is. Yeah, he figures it out.
And she's like, I think... She finds something out of the blue, too. She's like, I think I just found this thing that tells us everything we need to know. What do you think of this? He's like, it's perfect.
Oh, great.
She's like, you sure you haven't seen it anywhere here? He's like, I checked the whole warehouse, everything.
Yeah, I've
checked
all everything. Of their equipment.
I saw
There's all no of plane.
It. I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
Like, what? He should have said that for sure. I can't breathe.
I didn't see a plane. Well, it says the plane is in San Bernardino. And he's like, that's why you're here.
That's why
it's all a facade. He's not even doing the longitude and latitude. He's just doing it because it's clearly just circled already. But he's like, oh.
That's what it looked like. I feel like Mark L. Lester gave him very minimal direction on that. He's like, Arnie, just do like some like rulers and stuff and just like try and manipulate that.
Use the longitude and latitude and find it, buddy. Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what he would have done if she wasn't there. He doesn't know how to fly that plane, so.
Well, she does because she's learning how to be a pilot.
Yeah.
She barely does,
Thank
though.
God.
She's like, this plane's older not than even. Me.
Yeah, he's like, shut up and get in.
He really like, flexes. Like,
he can't he's fire a gun dick. With two hands. He can only fire it with one.
Oh, it's so great. When she's like, she's like, I don't know if we're going to make it. He always has to, like, save it. Like, when he just pounds. He pounds it when it's not working. He's like, looks every time.
Yeah. He's like, we will now. And then he just punches the throttle even more. And it's like, oh, how is that not already happening? Okay.
Well, just the screenwriter had to make sure that a man fixes all the problems here. Like, anytime. Well,
that a woman caused, am I right?
Anytime the woman character, like. Comes close to saving the day. Yeah. Like, he has to save it at the last second.
Well, yeah, no, she fumbles it, and then he's like, come on, let me do it.
Because at first, it's, like, kind of an amazing role. You're like, oh, wow, like, she's, like, fucking badass. But then she's like, I don't know what's going on.
And he's like, here, just hit it with your fist.
He's like,
there. Works every time.
Works every time.
It works.
Yeah, Mark.
It worked.
This isn't a plane. This is a canoe with wings.
Well, then get in and start paddling.
Oh.
Come on, you piece of shit. I'll die.
Brooks every time.
There's no, it'd be funny if it just like broke or something.
Just like, you broke it.
I mean, that's what would actually happen. Yeah, that's the fourth time that he ought to die.
Gets electrocuted to death.
No, but so they're flying and they give old Billy Paxton the slip while he's trying to track him on their his radar. And then
Bill Paxton.
They get to the island. Yeah,
that was Bill
he
Paxton.
Was the radar guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he was the radar guy. And yeah, he was also in True Lies.
Arnie's boy.
Yeah, reunited and it feels so good.
Yeah, Arnie's boy. But they give old Bill the slip and we're treated to Arnie rowing in a Speedo and then a sick ass gear up montage.
Yeah, that was
and
the best.
This just leaves me giddy and quivering with anticipation of the inevitable fucking shootout we're gonna have. It did not disappoint. Because a few throat slits, remote claymores, rocket blast, grenades, and heavily sustained one-armed fire from a machine gun, and he makes it to the final standoff with Bennett.
Mm.
Yeah.
Got ourselves a little knife fight. And
killed by his own hubris.
Arnie shows Bennett the one of the many weaknesses in his chainmail armor. And that's a fucking steel pipe through the chest, baby. You can't deflect that chainmail.
Yeah.
I thought he was dead when he electrocuted him, but turns out he was fine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's like, I've
got something even more shocking.
Yeah, no, that like amped him up even more. Cause then he started winning the fight, whooping Arnie's ass. He's like,
The face he makes while he's like right before the knife fight begins is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, where he's right. Like, come on, I know you want to see my face when you twist the knife.
Yeah, yeah, that's how he gets him.
And he's just like, I can kill you. I can kill you. Yeah. I can do it. I'm a big boy. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
It's what the outfit was for. The outfit all makes sense, yeah, right? Like, it like all comes into one. Like, oh, the outfit now makes sense. This guy's a fucking lunatic.
Well, he's just like killed by his lunatic, own fucking pride. Like, it's just so funny how he plays to his ego. That's a big bet too. He's got your daughter. He's got you pinned.
Yeah. Got a gun to you.
And end it. That's it. That's your only. That's your last line of defense. Is to play to this guy's like hubris. It's insane, but it works. It works like instantly too.
Well, he already did it for free, the whole job.
Yeah, like, also crazy.
Yeah. I just wanted a chance at you, mate.
But I thought that guy was someone else the whole movie. Do you guys, who do you think I thought, who do you think Bennett could have been?
I have no idea, Mark.
Eddie Izzard.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. So this whole movie, like, and Bennett is keeping up, like tit for tat in this final fight scene with Arnie, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, how the fuck is Randy Quaid keeping up with Arnold Schwarzenegger like this?
Randy Quaid, he does look like Randy Quaid.
Not like, until like the last like couple of seconds of this fight scene. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Randy Quaid. That's great.
It looks like this.
That would have been actually probably a great casting for
Randy Quaid. Yeah, right. That's the new casting. But
that guy definitely lost all his roles to Randy Quaid. Like, now that you say that, it's, I mean, it's uncanny. Like, he is dying.
It made
store
so
Randy
much sense
Quaid.
With the
Yeah.
With the S&M stuff and everything, it's like straight out of like a vacation movie.
It definitely is. It's very.
Like, accidentally bought that stuff after like Chevy Chase puked on him or something.
Yeah. It's such a strange costume. Like, no one has a ridiculous costume to match that character.
No.
Like, the costume department was like, we're going to have fun with this.
Yeah.
He's like a medieval S&M, like, Berlin raver.
Who happens to be Australian.
I love that.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Hey, Bennett, you should blow off some steam.
Blow off some steam.
Can we talk about how bad the tactical positions were for everybody else he was fighting?
In the gunfight?
Yeah, they were like running at him in a he's like in the trees or like behind something, and there was just like 100 guys running in the open towards him.
It's like, sure, like looking back at that, I can see that, but also just like, who gives a shit when this guy is one-handing an LMG?
Yeah.
Fucking just like with the other hand feeding it. Like,
lobbing grenades.
It looks so cool.
Yeah.
Few people have ever looked cooler.
Yeah, seriously.
They really did. They framed him up nice. I guess that's why he doesn't move much either. It's just so hilarious. Yeah like, it's such an incompetent army.
Like, yeah, they're just running at him in the open. They could
not one
be,
of you
like,
motherfuckers can,
positions.
Yeah, they,
like, no one can hit him once.
Well, like, what do they have, muskets? Why are they running at him? Fucking shoot the guy.
We're only prepared to fight close range.
Yeah, I know. Send the knife guys. Yeah. Send out the knives.
Company forward.
And he's just like,
revolutionary warfare.
I feel like this is like fresh off the high of Scarface too. Like, they totally ripped like the courtyard scene and how he kills him in the actual palace through the window. It just had such like Scarface inspiration. Yeah. It looked like.
Was Scarface?
Have we even mentioned?
Yeah, 83.
Ooh, yeah, that makes sense.
Have we mentioned definitely once that his name is John Matrix?
Yeah, he just said Matrix the whole time.
Yeah, we've been saying Matrix.
I mean, like, John Matrix. Yeah, John Matrix. That's got to be like a top five like action hero name.
Yeah, too. Which yeah, I had John no Matrix idea existed.
The West German American hero.
But they never acknowledge like that he's German, badass though. His daughter's all
he tells a story,
girl,
bro.
Does he?
He's like, yeah, he tells a little story where he's like, I remember when rock and roll came to East Germany and all the old people didn't like it. Maybe they had something, you know, maybe they were onto something.
Yeah, of course, he was on the good side of Germany.
Yeah. Because, yeah, what was it? He was like, boy, George, why don't they just call him girl, George, and get it over with? And I was like, oh,
when
shit,
does he say
Arnie?
This? I don't remember any of this.
You don't remember this?
You don't remember this when they're at breakfast,
you're
bro?
Saying it. It's like the whole movie is talking about boy, George.
Yeah. I'm like, girl, George.
The ending fight scene kind of feels like the last fight of like a Grand Theft Auto video game where there's just guys everywhere. Sometimes you just got to mow them down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep going.
I mean, they're easy to kill.
They're so easy to kill.
And then they come in and they try to do the Rambo thing. Like, hey, yeah, we'll call you back next time if we need you. And he's like,
not a chance.
No, yeah. No, yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Shut down any sequels.
Yeah. That was so good. Yeah, they're like, did you leave anything for us? And he's like, just bodies. And they're like, all right, see you next time. And he's like, right, no chance.
Thanks, John.
They're like, also, that girl you're with.
I hate that guy, John.
She owes the country like $9 million in damages. She's also under arrest for firing
a
rocket
they
launcher.
Just fucking blackball them and fucking blackmail.
That'd be so funny. Also, that airplane is stolen that you guys are leaving on right now. Yeah, you're going to have to give that back, John.
Yeah, that's a private
He's
plane.
Like,
you can't just have it.
I'm going back to Mount Baldy.
He's like, have oh, yeah, never cream. Again, Mount right? Baldy. Not a chance. Okay, so that's why we brought this Belinda here from Child Services. She's going to be commandeering your daughter.
Commandeering.
Who is traumatized for life, definitely. I love
Belinda.
That they don't even... Belinda.
Yeah.
She's like,
Belinda.
You've demonstrated in an unsafe environment for
yeah,
this
she's
child.
So serious.
He's like, what? The ultimate tragedy. I love too that there's not even a scene with his daughter of like, hey, everything okay? Like, that was pretty crazy. You probably traumatized for life. She's just like, fine, ready to get on a plane, go on with her life.
Meet your new mother.
I read that there was a sex scene between them, but they cut it because it just didn't make sense. They were like,
nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that too, actually.
Yeah, there wasn't really much chemistry there.
They played the sexy back in there. Yeah. Like, just cut this out. This is weird.
I didn't really see it. It felt like more of like a friendship than a sex interest, love interest.
I mean,
what do you guys think was the body count in this movie?
120.
For just John.
120.
For just John? Yeah, probably.
Wrong.
100.
Oh, there's an official?
Yep.
Oh, am I low or high?
I want to hear everyone's guess.
No, now. Low or high?
100.
You're high.
And
I'm going to go 48.
148? I said Anthony was high at 120.
I said
48. All right, you're wrong too, motherfucker. All right,
I
you're
said
still
48.
Wrong.
Yeah,
all right,
what
well,
the fuck?
You're wrong.
I'm going to say 100.
And you're low.
It's 100.
87.
Oh,
nice.
Nah,
81. Glad we cleared that up. Who wins? Who wins the
it was
body
81.
Mark wins.
Nobody wins. I won.
Who wins the body count game?
Haven't you got it? You haven't figured it out yet?
You out. I always win.
But actually, the total body count was 150.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow. It's close.
All right. See everyone later.
All right. Arnie
Is that
Gary.
The end of the? That's the end of the narrative. Part?
Yeah, I mean that's the end of the movie.
I mean, obviously Schwarzenegger carries it. Does anyone steal in this? That you guys thought?
I mean, I don't think anyone can steal.
Yeah.
How do you steal from
Randy Quaid? Arnie?
Randy Quaid.
Yeah, what's his name?
I'd probably
again?
Give it to
Vernon
to
Wells.
Yeah, Bill Duke was like he had like three scenes, but he does kill it in all three, like twice literally.
Yeah.
Twice.
And no, Alyssa Milano at the age of like 12 is a better actress in this movie than Ray Don Chong.
Oh man, shots fired.
Ray Don Chong, dude, she steals. Ray Don Chong steals.
No way.
No, she doesn't. Yeah.
What? No.
The writers could have done a better job mail. Of giving her better lines, but she didn't deliver even still.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a legacy role. Like, you're the daughter of Tommy Chong. Here's a role.
Yeah.
Here, go play around with Arnold Schwarzenegger for a few months.
Yeah.
Go run around with him.
And then to never be heard of again.
We're not going
to
pay you.
Jesus.
She's probably good like off that. Her.
She did a role with Arnold Schwarzenegger and was never heard from again.
I don't know. I would almost give it to the chainmail guy. What's his name?
Yeah,
Dime Store Randy Quaid. We got too much mileage out
Randy
of him.
Quaid.
I mean, like maybe the costume department. That's just
yeah, good. That's better.
The department. The explosives department.
The wardrobe.
Yeah. People make all the explosions look real. They win.
It's hard to steal it from Arnie. I mean, he's a carrier.
Well, I backflip into the crow's nest, and when I'm there, I look very closely into the distance to make sure there's no pirates, but what I'm surprised to see is that, the third act, really, yeah, like the him toting around a fucking LMG, going fucking ham on these motherfuckers and then carrying that into the Randy Quaid fight.
Oh, yeah.
That's some legendary shit.
Fucking legendary. Well.
That is an amazing part. Oh, my God.
That is quite the part.
Oh, my goodness.
But as I lace up my combat boots, slap on some grease paint, and saunter up the stairs to the captain's cabin...
Soccer.
I look through that keyhole, and guess what I see?
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
I see all that booty.
Oh, my.
And I see Arnold Schwarzenegger body slamming a fucking phone booth and chasing down Slimy Sully and dropping him off a cliff.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that part was so good. And the ensuing shootout, full force Arnie. So good.
It's so good. I would definitely, I mean.
All the action set pieces are just so good.
They really are. They really are. I feel like that one definitely
there's
takes
like four really great ones.
Yeah.
I feel like, if you're a great action movie, you have at least four great set pieces. Three is like, all right, that's cool. You did three good set pieces. Four?
You tried.
Yeah, four puts you over the top. So,
you got five or six in your Mission Impossible.
Ooh. Mission Impossible, I mean, what, the new ones?
Well, they're always
I guess they have or six. They usually have like four, right? Four or five?
Yeah, be like, we're in Peru, we're in Munich, we're in this place.
Abu Dhabi. Yeah.
They did just make that franchise.
Go around the world
with
Cruisy.
Set piece after set piece. I mean, John Wick has 17. John Wick 4. Jesus Christ. Can you jam another set piece into this? It's on the Champs-Élysées.
Yeah, no, I love how that it started like that, where it was just a very self-contained little world, and then all of a sudden it's, we've got
Assassins in Brazil, John Wick.
Well, every film is a voyage. Every voyage has its best part. Traditionally, that's when the captain lays down and gets sucked off by everyone in the cabin. Everyone? Captain's blowjob, baby. This film has only one captain's blowjob. And it's, I gotta go with the mall into the car chase, into dropping Sully. Yeah. I mean, it's the centerpiece. It's really when it takes it up. It's the centerpiece of the movie.
Yeah.
It's when you know you're in the
hands.
That
is when it kicks off.
Yeah. That's when you're like, oh, okay, I'm in this to stay. Because
I'm in the hands of Mark Lester.
And that's when you know you're in the hands of the great Mark Lester.
You know.
I mean, the first one in the house, for sure. He jumps out of the plane. Amazing. But then when you get to the mall, those were teases to what he's capable of. And the speed of which it moves from action piece to action piece, too, is just pretty astonishing in this movie.
Yeah, I know. It's like a little 5-minute thing, and then we're there. We're at the warehouse. Yeah. And then another 5 minutes, he's fucking blowing... She's blowing up a police truck.
She's blowing what?
What? Whoa! Oh! You heard it here first, folks.
She's a whore.
She's a prostitute.
It's my captain's blowjob.
And there's my blowjob.
As child services drags his daughter from the plane by her hair, water splashes in my eyes from her feet kicking and squirming. And what I see in my blurry and distorted vision is Arnold driving down a mountain without power and almost ending the entire movie in 10 minutes.
Okay. That would have been great.
Nice.
That's
like my dream for a movie to just end in the first 20 minutes.
Yeah. Oh wow.
Especially with like big actors like that.
I would be so amazed and accepting if a movie did that to me.
Well, wait, what's the runtime? Just black
brain? I go to the movie theater. Yeah. I go to the movie theater, I'm like, oh, there must have been an error. When I bought the tickets it said 27 minutes. That's weird. And then I sit down and I watch the movie and the main character dies in the first fucking 20 minutes and then it rolls credits and I'm just like laughing my ass off.
Oh my God.
Please someone do it.
And he it fails pulls the Sopranos. Mission.
Please someone do it. Mark just wants to see a short film and think it's a feature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, they did it.
Oh, you're the finally. First one
to trick me.
Feature length. 27 minutes. Yes.
I paid $22 for this.
Yeah. One time it's 2 hours long, and then it ends in the first 20 minutes, and then it's just a funeral for like a live funeral.
Oh, wow.
For the rest of the movie, an hour live funeral ceremony
just challenges you to stick around. You're like,
you can stick around. The credits already are rolling though. Yeah, the whole time.
The
whole time? Or the credits roll.
The whole
roll,
time,
and then, like,
the whole hour.
And then at the end of the... Nah, a lot of credits. I think it's the credits roll. At the end of the credits, it's like, the movie is now completely done, and you may leave. And then they start a funeral.
Yeah.
But if you want to stay...
Wow. If you want to stay...
There's a funeral going on.
Live action funeral.
I like that.
Doesn't feel like enough people showed up to the funeral. Not great speeches at the funeral.
Yeah.
It's not like a good production or anything.
No.
5.2 out of 10.
Some shit.
There's a lot of crying, though.
Stream. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, you get to hear all the speeches. That would. I feel like this would win awards as, like, best, like, avant-garde. Like,
yeah. You just know. Have some hipster being like, now this is art.
It would win, like, the Palme d'Or at Cannes or something.
There's like a shot from way back in the church, and you just it's just real ominous. Everybody's wearing you don't see anybody's face, and you just hear for like
man.
An hour.
Jesus.
Oh, Anthony's really running with
film snobs love it.
Yeah, I think Anthony's gonna make this.
I'm gonna do it.
Anthony's like, you hear someone crying in the back.
It's like a real funeral.
There's people that would hear about this and they would go see it.
You hear a little baby crying too?
Dude, like 40 minutes in, the dad gets up and he like fumbles during his speech.
Daniel picked it. So
you goddamn right, I did.
Thumbs up, thumbs down. Daniel picked it, so he goes first.
How did he hear that? His headphones rock.
Like I said before, I was quivering with anticipation for every shoot, like just action scene I knew was coming. So yeah, I mean, thumbs way up. I'm just going to get to the point. Way up. So far up my asshole.
Oh.
Mm. That's not even long.
I mean, my thumb's pretty long. It's long enough for Commando. So yeah, thumbs up, dude. I think we've mentioned it. Like, this is, I would put this as one of his Mount Rushmore.
Definitely Mount Rushmore.
With, like, Predator.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't know if I'd go that far.
That's where it all started.
So when I first started watching this movie, I was thinking thumbs down. 30 minutes in, I'm like, this is not doing it. This is not enough for me.
Wow.
But by the time you get to the end of this, with the third act really brings it up. Like, the second act brings it up too, but the third act really carries it home, solidifies the thumbs up. You don't see stuff like this anymore.
No.
I didn't realize this was, like, such a milestone in action movies, too. Like, I don't know. Like, did this come out, like, before Aliens?
Yeah.
Aliens? I'm pretty sure.
I gotta, like, yeah, look at the timeline. Actually, like, did this ignite action movies? Like, did this take action movies to another level? escalated an entire genre. Is that what this movie did? Because then it even deserves more praise if that is the case. But overall,
it's amazing.
For what it is, you gotta love it. Give it a thumbs up.
Thumbs way up. I'll definitely give it a thumbs up. This definitely in Arnie's Mount Rushmore for me. I mean, to me, it's this, T2, Predator, and Jingle All the Way. I mean, you can't deny it.
It's a Turbo Man doll.
I mean, you didn't say Lies, so everything you say from here on is like invalid.
I have not time to think on the Mount Rushmore, but let's try to do that next week, officially.
Okay, yeah, think about it. There's mine.
Yeah.
You can go off that. Wow. I know mine. I'll say mine in confidence.
I will say it now, and I did.
All right, thumbs up for me. I was mar-lested, and I didn't know it would feel so good. Great action.
You never do.
Great one-liners. Terrible acting from the female lead, but it's partially not her fault. I mean, the writers didn't give her much to work with. Yeah, big thumbs up for me.
You just had to throw another dig in for Ray Don Jong.
I really didn't like
her. Well, her fucking acting sucked dick. I don't know if I made that clear enough, but I'm willing to look past that.
Like I always say, just remove all women and children from film.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. Mark hates kids, bro.
That's what Mark always says. He says it every time he sees a movie.
Honestly, I'll say that Alyssa Milano did a great job. They actually should have featured her more and then just got rid of the love interest.
I'll say as a side note, I saw Madam Web, and that's the worst movie of 2023.
You saw that? You saw the trailer, right? Why would you do that?
2024.
And you know who's in that movie? A bunch of women. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you actually see it?
I did see it, yeah.
Oh, no.
You hated it?
No.
I'll give you guys more next week.
I don't know if.
Oh, please! Don't leave us hanging.
Yeah, to bring this up again.
Well, I mean, in the first 5 minutes of this movie, a pregnant woman is shot, and then there's these weird Amazon Spider-Men.
Sounds
it doesn't
cool.
make any sense. It sets up a sequel the whole time that's never going to get made.
That sounds great.
So, it's terrible.
Abort this. Bum, bum. Is that what the guy said right when he shot her?
No, he says, I've been looking for this spider my whole life.
Pow, pow.
And he's in the rainforest of Amazon.
Oh, you got a spider on your belly. Bum, bum.
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah.
There's only one Spider-Man spin-off movie that looks good, and that's Kraven.
Well, they all look good until they come out.
Madam Web did not look good, though.
It didn't look good at all.
I was just like, bad. I like Sydney Sweeney. I like Dakota Johnson. I'll go check this out.
Do you? And you it like was those terrible. Actresses?
I like Sydney Sweeney, yeah.
She's good in Euphoria.
In Euphoria. It's about it, though.
Wow.
She's got that new rom-com that looks
also very she was cringe. Good in White Lotus also.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I always forget that.
Yeah.
That's fuck right. you.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fucking love Sydney Sweeney, dog.
I will just say, though, I mean, I think Commando has the most Arnie one-liners. I don't know. We might have to look him up, but I think it has more than Predator.
I don't think so.
I don't think,
I would say Terminator has more one-liners.
No way.
Wow, see? Now there's three contenders.
All right, I'm going to look it up. I'm going to tally him.
All right, next week. And so we'd spin the wheel, but there's only one person left to pick, and it's Josh.
Oh, shit. It's my turn?
No, I'm just kidding. Daniel, pick again.
Yeah, gotcha. It'd probably be better.
Yeah, what do you got for us?
All right. Going back. I'm going to take you back to the caves.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
John Milius. Let's see where it started. I had no idea Commando was so important. I got to go back and see how this man's legacy was incepted.
Yes.
Conan the Barbarian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
Nice. I've never seen this, and I just got it on 4K.
Let's go.
I've never seen
perfect.
It
perfect.
Daniel was about to pick this movie. He was having a tough time.
Oh, I don't know if you can see that box set right there. But that's both Conan movies.
Yeah, I can make out the words.
Yeah. It's not porn, I swear.
It's not.
Looks all right, like Josh, porn. Now sing the song. All sing right. The Commando song, please.
Commando. Commando. Won't you be my... Commando. Commando, oh, won't you be mine?